I'm going to walk the floor tonight and get close to you because there are some things that I believe the Lord want to do here tonight. Maybe some people he won't minister to. We'll yield to the Spirit. What you say about that? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a mighty good friend. And he knows exactly what the Father wants to happen in meeting. My dad taught me how to follow the Holy Ghost, how to yield to the Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit ministers. Sometimes the Spirit changed the whole service. Always be free to follow him. He knows where he's going. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And so we want to yield to him. The Lord has been gracious to us this morning and last night and showed us about an invisible account that we have. And I want to use some words and deal with some things. Sit down and get your pad and Bible. And I want to deal with some things tonight. And turn back to our text there in Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Now, the Holy Ghost revealed to me that some things had to happen before Peter got to Matthew 17. There are some things that happened in Matthew 16. And there are some things that happened in the early part of Matthew 17. You know, they had the transfiguration. And they had an experience when Jesus came from the inside to the outside. That's what the transfiguration was. That's the same thing you can do. On the inside is the illumination. If you get full of the Spirit and the Spirit starts flowing, it comes to the outside. But I wanna tell you before we start tonight that there'll be a lot of reasoning that will tell you that there's no such thing as an invisible account. Yeah. A lot of reasoning, a lot of rituals, a lot of religion will come, a lot of even facts. Men will explain through hermeneutic and theology. They have a lot of facts. They have a lot of so-called, they call it truth, but if it don't line up with this book, it's not truth. And the truth can change facts. You understood that? The truth can change facts. God's word is the truth, all right? So I want to walk you through this because I believe some things can happen in your life tonight. You watching by the net, pay close attention. I just want to read that 27th verse in the 17th chapter of Matthew. There we're dealing with Peter. Here we're dealing with miracle money. Here we're dealing with the supernatural. Here we're dealing with God has somewhere to get it you don't know about. All right. So I think what we do a lot of time is, for lack of a better word, put God in a box of how things work out normally.
Yes. Yeah.
He's not a normal. He's not a normal God.
Right.
And so we take him to the brink of our understanding.
Yes.
And we need to learn how to yield. Say, God, anywhere you take me, I'm going to go with you.
Sir.
Now this is a powerful verse here. This verse introduced this invisible account. But tonight I want to show you something else. This verse is introducing. It says, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. You know, Jesus talking to Peter. Dealing with the world, go down to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money that take and give unto them for me and thee. Now, I shared with you the prophetical word last night, and the money just keep on coming.
Yes.
The money just keep on coming. Now, that's a manifestation of revelation within itself.
Yes, sir.
Now, prior to getting here, the Lord called my attention. I was talking to him today. I was riding a Segway. You know what a Segway is? Huh? Some of y'all scared to get on it, huh? The thing balances itself if you get on it right. It got a green light. When the green light, you can get on.
That's right.
But I had my son-in-law and my secretary try to get in on a red light. And that thing bucked like a wild horse. If you get on it with the red, I think that jumping. And they were jumping all over the parking lot, just following instruction, the green light.
Yeah. Right.
But I was riding it anyway, and a man said to me, he says, a young man coming to the truck, he had a nice, picked up truck, you know, he said, I'm going to get me one of those. I said, okay.
Six.
Ain't got them on two wheels and a little motor on it. So when I go to RV park, you don't see no more me and my wife meeting each other. You don't see no more. People are not going to pay it. If they want it, but they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so they don't have it.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, I want to deal with keys to unlock your financial rest.
Wow.
With the knowing, understand this invisible account we just read, that fish came from the invisible account. But the Lord remind me there are keys. It's a key. Say for instance, let's give one key. Revelation. Revelation. See, this is, go back in the 16th chapter. You remember when he said, Peter, that ain't Peter? The people had a whole lot of, go back to the 16th chapter. Jesus started asking them questions. See, in the 13th verse of the 16th chapter. When Jesus came into the court, see, I'm gonna walk you up to, because some things happened was getting Peter ready for this fish.
Yeah.
You can't go to the fish first.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, you know, if Peter would have had a heart attack if he opened that fish mouth and, you know, and the money really was there. Even though he went out there, he said, you know, if he didn't have revelation, didn't know that the Lord can do it, he would have gone out there, but he said, ain't no fish in his money. You know, and then the money would have been there, and then what happened? He had a heart attack. Because you see, you got the revelation will drive you out your mind if you're not ready for it. That's why the Lord don't let you have it until you're ready for it. You got to have a certain amount of faith to walk in these certain areas. Are you following me? That's why it's important where you go to church. So you can be taught properly. You follow what I'm saying? Now watch this. Now watch in, and you know, they preach this at church anniversaries and everywhere, but in Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, you see, they're going to guess it. Uh-huh. See, when you don't have revelation, a whole lot of churches guess it.
Yes.
Come on, David. See, God got to tell you what he's doing.
Yeah. Right.
And he has to tell you how to hook up with it. And sometimes it will, for lack of a better word, blow your natural mind. What God tells you to do.
Right. Right.
Now, I'm proud to tell you there's some things you have missed. Because you thought it was a miss.
Uh-huh.
What the Spirit revealed to you to do.
Uh-huh.
And you were more normal and natural than you were in the Spirit.
Right.
I want to train you. Sometimes those oddball things is about to make the glory fall.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes those disfigured sentences that you can't get a hold of mean grammar in English, but it's the Lord having a way to bypass your brain to get you in a place that he can function like he want to function through you. He didn't choose the wise. But they got their scribes. They got arguments. And, you know, they won't dictate to the Lord. But the Lord won't show you. I want you to do it. See, God use you where you are.
Yes, sir.
Don't be trying to be like nobody else.
Right.
You, God have made you unique.
Yes, sir.
And he got a way to talk to you.
Yes.
And show you things that the other man will never see it.
Yes. Wow. That's right.
So I want you to see, and in the 14th verse, they say, some say, that thou, John the Baptist, wrong. Eli, wrong. Jeremiah, wrong. No revelation now. Yeah, they're guessing. And so they think they know. But they don't know. So what happened? What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. They're trying to answer themselves. No revelation. No Holy Ghost. No insight. No illumination. And the keys come in, one of the keys is revelation.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a good many keys tonight, but revelation is the major key. You got to have, my goodness, something's going to happen here tonight. He has to reveal it to you. Reveal. He can reveal prosperity. He can reveal wealth. He can reveal abundance. He can reveal increase. God have many ways to reveal it to you. And you got to be by yourself sometimes. How many know what I'm talking about? You got to leave that crowd, because that crowd going to be just like these here. Jeremiah. That Jeremiah? Now, that's all right. We can, you see, the church, good God Almighty, I don't want to say this. The church been in this crowd. We should know something that the world don't know.
Yeah, right.
We who are walking with God should know something organized religion don't know.
Yes, sir.
We should be taking organized religion members.
Yeah. Stripping them, yep.
So them people can get set free.
Get them free. Yeah.
Wow. That's right, sir.
When you're walking by revelation, you're different. Yeah. You have insight, you have understanding. You have God's wisdom. You know when to be still. You know when to run. You know when to walk. You know when to shout. You know when to say yes. You know when to say no.
Yeah.
They don't know. So he goes, now he come to us. In the 16th verse, 15th verse, he said to them, but whom say ye that I am? And I got to get this revelation out of here. And Simon Peter, at PDL, see, Peter been had some activities before he got to the fish.
Yes, sir. Come on.
See?
See it.
Yes. Simon Peter answered, you see it? And said unto him, blessed art thou. Simon Peter answered the 16th verse and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. So Peter was not nervous about the money in the fish mouth. Because he already had a higher revelation of the Christ. The money in the fish mouth wasn't Peter's high revelation.
Come on.
It will blow your mind because we don't have enough revelation about the Christ. You can't go to the money without the Christ. You have to submit to the Christ. You have to have a revelation of the Christ.
Yes.
Before you try to go walk in wealth and prosperity, you have to know who he is. Look at somebody telling them, money not no problem. See what I'm saying? Money became a problem when you try to make money the highest revelation.
Yeah.
Now, where have you been spending most of your time?
Come on.
What you said?
Come on,
Dad. Let's summarize, or let's see here. How much time you've been spending trying to get more money, and how much time you've been spending with Christ?
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't have revelation, my brother and sister, that's the way it's going to be. But we're going to change it tonight. See, because we're going to give you the key to revelation. We're going to give you the key to the mantle. There's a mantle you need a key to. There's a manifestation you need a key to. You need keys. You need a key for miracle. And you need a key to unlock money. It's very simple. We're going to unlock some money up in here tonight. He knows where it is, you know. And he knows what to tell us and how to get us to function, you see. Now watch this. All right. And Jesus, verse 17, and Jesus answers, I'm trying to show you, for the miracle of money come, there was some more miracles. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, I'm about to show you something now. There's another thing you got to know. Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
Now, you're going to have revelation to walk in financial rest. Revelation about God, how God functions, how the covenant functions, how he operates, how the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost got to say about money. Is money really evil? Or is it evil not to have some money?
Come on, preach.
You figure that out. You've been to school.
Yeah.
It's evil to be broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing evil about being rich. Unless you don't have a revelation. See, you got to have a revelation before you become rich. The revelation keep riches in his place. He stay around the corner from me. He know where I live, and I know where he live. God have blessed him. Brought him out a shotgun house in New Orleans. And now he's living in a palace. Beautiful home. Beautiful home. Got a beautiful home. The house he had, I mean, when you go down, you see everybody at one time. Hey, how y'all doing? y'all don't know what a shotgun house is? It's a house that ain't got no, it just goes straight down the hall. Hey, but hey.
Shoot the gun straight down.
Y'all didn't want to let me talk to you. Shotgun house. If you got one, just look straight ahead. We're going to get you out of it. But it's a shotgun house where you can't never have no privacy. You go to the bathroom, you see somebody. God wants you to have a house that you don't see nobody for an hour. Yeah. What's the matter with y'all? What's the matter with y'all? Y'all heard what I said? God wants you to have a house that you don't see nobody for an hour. You can go to the bathroom, you can go eat, you can go take a shower and everything. You don't see nobody. That's the kind of house I'm talking about.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now stay with me now. You got to stay with me. Stay with me. Look, well, stay with me. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Revelation. Now, to function in financial rest, you got to have the right kind of foundation. Now notice what he said. Notice what he said in the next verse. And I say unto thee, verse 18, that thou, Peter, watch what he said. And upon this rock,
yes, sir,
I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. See, when you're on the right foundation, you got the revelation built on the rock of what, who Jesus is and what Jesus is saying. You're solid then. You see it?
Yes,
revelation, come on, you're writing? Revelation, you got to be. You got to have revelation. Revelation is illumination, insight, understanding, wisdom, seen behind the curtain, seen into the glory world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the foundation is the rock. Upon this rock, upon this foundation, I'll build my chapel. Upon this rock, I can release things to you. Because I know you're not going to get off base because you're solid.
Yes,
you're on the rock of the revelation that I showed to you. The revelation have become a rock foundation for you.
Yes,
that I come first.
Yes. Jesus. Come on.
Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I come first. Get that podium and put it out there for a minute. Get that other podium. What are my boys at? I come first. So you see, the reason we couldn't get the financial miracle, because we got to get to the miracle workers for you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
Then we got to let him set us on a solid foundation that no matter what we have, what kind of house we got, what kind of car we drive, how much our tithe is, how
Hallelujah.
Much we can help somebody. We done bought somebody else a house and a car,
yeah.
Everything else, but we're still on that rock.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to make a statement. Sit down. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to write it down. It is dangerous to have plenty of money. It's dangerous spiritually to have plenty of money. If you have not walked with God long enough and have enough revelation, you don't want plenty of money.
Come on, come on.
You never thought that would come out of my mouth, right?
Come on.
But it is. I'm just going to tell the truth tonight, you see, because money will overtake you if you don't have something greater.
Yes, sir.
Because money can move. The Bible says, in the secular world, in the natural, money answers all things.
Yeah.
Money maneuver, man. It's powerful. Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you got to have you got to know what to do with it, man.
Yeah.
You got to be locked into God. See, some people think all they talk about money. Now I got to get the body of Christ out the rut there.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. That's right.
But you don't love the Lord.
Come on, Dad.
No more than Leroy.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on.
I loved the Lord when I was broke.
Come on.
And I love him much better now. You think you love the Lord. Wait till you get out of debt. Wait till all your bills are paid. Wait till God come through and your breakthrough come through. You think you love the God. You get up singing in the morning. Your second stanza in the morning in your singing. Stanza?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
all right?
Stanza, yeah.
Your second stanza.
Second stanza.
I don't have no more bills.
Come on, lay it out. Come on, lay it out, sir.
Hey.
But notice Revelation. Uh-huh. And you have to be on a rock because I want to take you somewhere else now. All right? You got that?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter again at the beginning. And after 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them into a high mountain and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as snow. That's the transfiguration, right? Huh? Huh? He brought them to a reality. Write that down. That's a reality. That's a reality. That's a real world. That's a world that will make you leave organized religion. There's a world that calls you to walk in a grace and walk in a faith and walk in God's goodness that organized religion don't understand who you are. You come to the reality that God is real, that God, every word that he said is true, and now you believe it. Now the problem has been, I received some. The problem had been, go to I received some. I received some. Go to Hebrews. Because I told you we have to walk by faith last night.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And not by sight. Mm-hmm. We have to walk in the spirit. When you're dealing with revelation, you got to walk in the spirit. When you're walking on a rock, you got to walk in the spirit. Huh?
Yes, sir.
When you're walking in reality, there's no way for you not to have it.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no way. There's no way for you not to have it. There's no way when you're walking in reality, there's no way for you to miss it.
Yeah.
Because you already have it in your soul and your spirit. Your mind made up, God can do this.
Yeah.
You got your mind, not just your spirit, your mind made up. Your will is made up.
Yeah.
You even got your emotion talking right.
Yes, sir.
He can do it.
Yes, he can do it.
He can do it. Don't let nobody stop you from dreaming. Your neighbor better getting by, and you talking to you and your neighbor, talking to the neighbor, and your neighbor say, I'm satisfied. You stick two fingers up. Two fingers mean I'm not coming back today.
Yeah.
That was the Baptist. They put one finger, they go into the restroom, they put two fingers up, they're leaving. And you see, because you can't let them people talk to you like that.
Right.
They say, we got the Sam God, the Sam Jesus, but they don't have revelation.
Right.
And you listen to that talk, and you become satisfied, and Jesus said, you satisfied. And serving the Lord don't pay off after a while. You heard what I said?
Yeah.
Serving the Lord pay off when? Now!
Now.
Now, I want you to know when they were singing, there was a breakthrough current that came through here. Because I thought I'd tell them sometime I'd walk up to them and say, breakthrough. And put the breakthrough in the song, but that was a break. The Holy Ghost, there was a breakthrough current that went through here tonight, and it's possible that every person on the sound of my voice get a breakthrough. The current is already here from heaven. A breakthrough current from heaven is already in this place. And your job is to say, I know it's going to hit me. I'm ready for it. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to connect with a breakthrough current tonight. I never heard that about a breakthrough current. I never heard, but the Holy Ghost just said it. And then when it was over there, I didn't know really what it was, but I got down here and he just told me it was a breakthrough current. It's flowing in here. I'm not going to do much tonight. It's going to hit. When it hit, I'm going to turn loose. You're going to turn loose. The devil going to turn loose. Turn you loose. A breakthrough covered. My condolesco now. Here's your court all of that. Now. Sit down, because you know now, some of y'all not going to be able to handle this. Y'all ain't going to shout too much right now. If you can't stand to be rebuked, you're not going to get there. See, you don't understand government. See, we got to understand government in the church. Rebuking, being rebuked is not bad. Being rebuked is just changing your direction. He who loves you will rebuke you. He who do not love you will rub you on the back all the time, but you still not making no progress because he has not stopped you from going down and reverse your direction to bring you up. See. So you got to handle it. You got to handle it. See, when they could not help that boy, Jesus rebuked them. Yeah. Notice. See, we're waking up to the revelation of the miracle. Money, looking the transfiguration of reality. Then look at that boy, the healing of a demon-possessed boy. The disciples couldn't do it. In 19, then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Notice, Jesus rebuked him. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you had faith, I told you Hebrews, I'm going to get back there. You have faith as the grain of mustard seed, you might say something unto this mountain of debt. I had a mountain, boy. Ooh, Mount Nebo. I'll be my mountain high in Mount Nebo. Yeah. I had a mountain of debt. But I learned how to speak to that mountain and learned how to walk in revelation, and they're all flat. Gone. See, I'm preaching to you by the grace of God as a man don't owe nobody anything and have everything. See, Mom, I sat on the front porch of a palace paid for. Jesus did it. And he told me, go tell the body of Christ. He ready to do it for them. Well, they don't rejoice about my house right now. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm doing? Rejoice.
Glory.
Because if you get one, you can get two. If you get two, you can get 1,000. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, to try somebody's heart who's right toward him so he can show himself strong on their behalf. Tell a neighbor he's looking for you. Then tell a neighbor he's going to find me tonight. Tell him I'm leaving out here right tonight. I'm leaving out here with a revelation. I'm leaving out here with a rocker as my foundation. I'm leaving out here in reality. And I can stand to be rebuked.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now what the Lord is saying here, get the heifer out the pasture so the bull can come in. Get the heifer out the pasture so the bull can come in. In other words, you're messing around, let the bull come in. I don't know what the Lord is. Get the heifer out the pasture and let the bull come in. The heifer can't produce nothing by herself.
There it is.
Go to Hebrew. Elala Sotolo. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Tell somebody I'm getting my keys. I'm about to unlock my financial rest. You know what financial rest means? I'm out of all the mess that have been made secondly, and my job is made. My job just is not enough for money. But by revelation, now God will God may pasunile mohaya. God may work with all of us different. Get ready to hear your direction. There's a breakthrough anointing in here. That's why I'm taking my time. I sense it coming in. I've seen the glory come in. And the glory come in and do something. And do something great. And do something greater. Yes. Look. Watch what I said now because I'm talking different. I'm trying to yield to the Spirit. Look what page your expectation is on right now. You on a new page you haven't been to before. Why? That's the Holy Ghost. See, not me. It's the Holy Ghost. He turning those pages. He said you haven't been looking deep enough. You have a brand new expansion of hope that have come in through the Word. Hope from the Holy Ghost. You really believe something's going to happen. That's the Holy Ghost. And you're really right. I'll tell you right now, we're on the runway right now. Now, when it breaks out, you just rejoice. When you sit back down, you're going to have it. That's up, Pastor Messiah. Hope I said a little shit. Yes, hear what the Lord said. Every one of us on a new page. And here's what he's saying. I got to talk like he want me to talk. Your past is about to be wiped out. You heard it? You heard that? Your past is about to be wiped out. You're on a new page. You're on a page that you've never seen before. You're becoming apostolic. You're becoming where you have a new instruction. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You're getting ready to live a breakthrough life. Not a breakthrough moment. Oh my goodness. Right. Now, a breakthrough. Say breakthrough. Say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough life.
Breakthrough.
Tonight
I receive
a breakthrough life. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah. You know we had a breakthrough current, right?
Yes, sir.
That current have entered in you.
Yes.
And you're about to live a breakthrough life. Everything you touch, you're going to get a breakthrough.
Yes.
You got to believe it now. You got to believe it.
Yes, sir.
Tell three people, I'm out.
I'm out.
Is a breakthrough current. It's a breakthrough life. It's a breakthrough current. It's a be out. Tell three more people I'm out. Yeah, come to explore you. Tell five people I'm in.
I'm in.
Woo! Woo! I'm in, man. Woo! I'm in position for it to happen. It can happen any moment. I'm in position. You see it? You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm coming from? Revelation and reality and being able to stand a rebuke and standing up on a rock position you. Look what page you're on. Look what page you're on. Look where your expectation is right now. That's the Holy Ghost, my friend. Look where you are now. Look where you are. Look how small your problem look now.
What problem? No problem.
You see what I'm saying? I told you that revelation was going to come, and I told you a mantle was going to come. Now, I wear a mantle of wealth and prosperity, increase, not because I'm so good, because I was no good, and the Lord converted me, and I fell in love with him. And so he started anointing me. Then he started manifesting some things so I can go to the body of Christ with experience. With evidence, not just revelation. Fruit. I said fruit. People can see fruit. See me? Now, what's the last thing we said? I mean, in my position. Didn't we say that? All right, let me give you a few more things. See, I'm walking in my office tonight. Yes, sir. When I hear it, I release it. I hear whatever you say, I release it. Yeah. And you see how it grab us? Yeah. That's the Holy Ghost, man. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, we're talking about entering the keys to this rest. It says in verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preach did not profit them. The word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to mix it with faith. The word seemed abstract without faith. It's not reading, it's revelation.
Right.
See, a lot of times we read the word, but the word is abstract without revelation. Without you see what I'm saying? And so you got to mix it with faith.
Yes, sir.
You got to believe when you walk out of here tonight, say, it's over. And you don't let nobody talk to you. Don't let nobody talk to some of the people on the job. You know, they won't talk their problem.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
And you ride this revelation. You get this tape, and you listen at it over and over again. You read them notes over and over again. My wife has so much confidence in my ministry. Every sermon I preach, she says, they just had that one tape. And listen at it over and over again. The Lord said, she said, it'll change their lives.
Yes,
forever.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because I'm preaching short circuit.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. I'm preaching in my insufficiencies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A short circuit.
Yes, sir.
And so when God sees the short circuit, he put his circuit in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The power comes.
Yes, sir.
The glory comes.
Hallelujah.
The glory just keep on coming. The glory comes. You call it short circuit preaching. It's preaching that you don't have the ability to do. It just comes. And the glory falls. And the people get blessed.
Get blessed.
Short circuit preaching. Short circuit preaching. Your deficiency becomes his efficiency. Your dilemmas, if you have them right, they'll cause the devil to tremble. Because I heard him say, my grace is sufficient. You don't need nothing else when you're operating in my grace. But they're messing grace up the way they're preaching now. They tell you, you can go on sin and just God got it covered, past, present, future sin. No, you got to repent. And you need faith.
Yes, sir.
I went in that camp and studied for about 2 months and stayed up all night listening to that stuff. And then the Lord, I said in my office, the Lord says, now this is not right. I said, I understand, Lord. Now I want you to preach against it. Yeah. Wow. There's so much taken out of grace that it become a disgrace.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Yeah. It didn't mix with faith. All right, let me try to find that place. Try to find that place. Now, when you get back to go back to Matthew 17. Because you've come through revelation, you've come through a rock foundation, right?
Yes.
You've come through. Let's go back and come through reality.
Right.
Let's get back to rebuke.
Yeah. Go back. Right. Yeah.
Because I believe this is what we have touching situation.
Yeah.
You see, you got to be under somebody.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes,
sir. And just because we all read the Bible, we're not in the same rank.
Amen. Exactly. Right. Right.
Did you tell me you was a colonel, sir? You're a colonel in a...
Yes, sir.
So what under you? Who under you?
Everybody else except the general.
Name some of them people under you.
Captain
under you too?
Yeah.
So when you tell a captain, do something, what do you got to do? If you don't do it, what happens? Yeah, we got to get rid of all these AWOL Christians.
Yeah,
when you're trying to rebuke them and trying to get them straight, they go AWOL on you.
Right.
See, a lot of people leave a good church because that church about to get them ready for a deeper walk with God.
Right.
But they go to the church down the street.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Pastor. Because you didn't rebuke them about something. All of a sudden, now the Lord, who told him to be a member, you were their pastor. All of a sudden, the Lord then changed his mind about you being his pastor, and the man down the street is their pastor now. You know what I say to him? Get on up. And I'm not, y'all remember that? Get on up. Yeah, I'm not worried myself with this. Now listen. Go back to Matthew 17:27. Go back there. I'm going to read that again. I want to say something to you now. Notwithstanding that we should offend them, go down to the sea. Got a money problem here, right? And cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find what? Do what now? For me and thee. Now, here you've come to a divine right. It's your divine right to be debt free. I don't care what kind of mess you're in now. It's your divine. You take it. Take it. It's my divine right. Take it. See, because, see, you got to let God do it supernatural.
That's right.
Or you're always going to be running in this little rat race. I told you, it's three rats, one piece of cheese, and that piece of cheese in a trap. You know, you're fighting for the cheese, but then there's a trap going to kill you. It is your divine right to be out of debt. Yes. It's your divine right to live big. I don't care what no preacher say. You can say what you want, Reverend. I know how the kingdom flow. Yes. I know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know Job, Solomon, Esther. I know David. I read about them. Yes. They walked with God, and God wasn't playing, boy. Yes. Those guys was blessed. Yes. Yes, Ruth didn't stumble up on Boaz. God set up. That was a setup, man. She didn't just, you don't just automatically, you don't just stumble upon Boaz. Boaz was a rich man. The Lord set up. Said, lay at his feet when he wake up. I want you to be laying down there. I'm going to touch his heart and tell him you the one. God will set you up. All right. Sit down. Let me preach a little more. That's a few more minutes. So now, your revelation, your mantle, your manifestation, your miracle, and your money. Right, write that down. Revelation is the key. Your mantle is the key. Manifestation is the key. Miracle keys. Money keys. Oh, you're getting all that tonight. You're getting revelation keys, mantle keys, manifestation keys, miracle keys, money keys, demonstration keys, supernatural keys. You're just going to have to function in them. Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to show you something. You're going to shout. Matthew chapter 11. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You see, sometimes we get so stuck on the English dialect and get stuck on paragraphs, and we don't listen to the Holy Ghost. Just pick it up. Somebody pick it up. I saw something fell. I don't know what it is. Just, you get stuck on paragraph, and you try to be so right that the Holy Ghost can't talk to you. And I'm about to read a verse that I've read many years, and for, I mean, at least 30-something years, and I couldn't get a hold of it because I was watching paragraphs and stuff. And one day I got delivered from the paragraph. And I just go where the Holy Ghost tell me go. Now look in the 28th verse here, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Talking about your finances too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. That's what it said, right?
Yes,
what did he say? You find what?
Rest.
Now, you remember what the Lord said about your soul, right? Huh? 3 John 2. Beloved, I worship all things, your prosper and being held, even as your soul prosper. Your mind, your will, and your emotions has to come to prosper under the word.
Jesus.
See, your spirit already alive,
yes, sir,
to the supernatural. And your soul will side against your spirit, and then your body don't have no sense. Your body going to do whatever it's told to do.
Yeah.
Your body said, let's go out and get drunk tonight. Your body said, let's go. What would you want to go? What time you want to go? So that's why you got to train your soul so we can have some holiness in the church. We can have some non-homonging preachers in the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the sisters keep their dress down in the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's an untamed soul. Yeah, you're saved, but you haven't renewed your mind. There come a joker with a slick suit on. That don't mean nothing. He probably broke. He paid all the money for the suit. Then he got a silk tongue. How are you? She take a player to know one. I've been a player. You can't get by me. I tell my boys, hold on. I told a preacher one time, you know, he raised them up. He ain't never went nowhere, you know. You got to find out what's going on. And this woman said, how are you, Reverend? I said, that's a hoe. Let's go, man. She was just speaking. I said, get in the car, man. That's a hoe. We about to get trapped up here. We're going to be in the paper tomorrow morning. Get in the car, boy. Get in the car. You say, I'm married. Hallelujah. And so, you know, if you say I'm married, like they're back off. You say I'm married, they move in closer. Man, look at here. Man. See, every Christian out of order is their soul out of order. They're good people, but they're ignorant that their soul taking them on a trip because they're trying to make up for what's not happening in their life. You follow what I'm saying? They're trying to make up because life is such a struggle, so I'm going to have me a little fun. That's why you got to get your money, man. I say you got to get your money, man. Are you seeing this? Now I'm about to close. I'm gonna give you one or two more things. I think I've said enough to you. Because we've been traveling in a divine circle, and the Lord been saying some things to us, and the Holy Spirit gonna work with those things. I'm out. I'm in. I'm on a brand new page. A different foundation under me. I'm ready to walk in reality. Rebuke me if I need to be rebuked. Stop me if I need to be stopped. Tell me I'm wrong when I need to be told I'm wrong. Here's the miscapture on this, what I'm trying to show you. You know, he's talking about this rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'll give you rest. And for meek and lowly, how you find rest for your soul. Notice that your soul. Then he said, for my yoke is what?
Easy.
And what?
Burden.
Now that's about finances too. So why are we having such a doggone hard problem with finance? Huh? Huh? I'm going to show it to you. What? Read it, verse 28. Through 30. Yeah. We read that in church all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Everybody's still wearing a yoke.
Yeah.
Wow. Burden still heavy.
Yeah.
When it comes down to money.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I asked y'all tonight, how many of y'all got some ugly bills? Ugly bills, just ugly. You know what I mean by ugly bills?
Yeah.
You don't like to look at them.
Yeah.
I know them ugly rocks. I had them, boy. They're ugly. They got some ugly bills. Bills just act a fool when you look at them because they know they got you. You done signed something, now you don't even like it. Bought the car, you was just shot, look at my car. 3 months later, man, I shouldn't have bought this thing. You're trying to go in verse 28, 29, and 30 without verse 27. Go back to verse 27.
Thank you for rebuking me, Pastor.
Yes, I rebuke you. Sure, you remember I rebuke you. I'll rebuke you again, too, because I want you to make it. And wives don't have no problem with their husband who with me. All they got to do is call me. They know it till they're happy. They feel safe. Because they know, what? Women know what I do, Philip. I fight Philip. I jump on him. I jump on him. I hit him like a son. If you out your mind, boy, we got something to do here. You ain't got no time for this craziness.
Yes, sir.
He know it too.
Yes, sir.
You too.
I know.
Yeah, you know. Be sure you know. Don't let your muscles fool you, boy. Listen, verse 27. Verse 27, I have to close. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. There must be a revelation for you going 28. You understand that? Huh? Now say this with me. The money just keep on coming. Now you remember, I'm going to quickly tell you. You remember? Let me go to it. I got my notes up front here. I quickly told you, quickly shared with you. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, the oil kept on coming. It's a revelation of the keep on coming factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
The oil kept on coming.
Uh-huh.
She said, I had a little oil. But once she contacted the prophet mantle, and he released his voice on the situation,
right.
She acted on what he said,
right.
And the oil kept coming.
Wow. Yeah. Kept coming.
I tell you right now, the oil going to keep coming.
Yeah. It's coming. Keep coming.
The oil kept coming until she run out of container. You know why? He's more than enough. Tell somebody he's more than enough. I want that to drop in your spirit. He's more than enough. The next time you come to doubt and think that thing will whoop you, I want you to say out of your mouth, he's more than enough. And I promise you my mouth are going to be with you. Say it now. He's more than enough. That's the way you're going to get out of debt. He's more than enough. Peter had fish all night long, Luke chapter 5. Fish all night long, take nothing. But the master spoke to him and told him where to put the net down. Guess what happened? The fish kept on coming. There's a revelation about partners in there. Everybody's ship sank. When you connect it, when that person's ship starts sinking, the next ship he's coming to is your ship. He begged for his partners, didn't he? Y'all read the Bible? He begged for his partners. Come here. The valve opened. It's coming out. My ship already full. You know that happened in Luke 4:5. You remember that? Huh? I walked in at 7:05 this morning. I got him saved. I caught one.
Yeah.
I was fishing. Boy, I got up this morning. I said, Lord, I'm going fishing. That's how many? 7 since I've been here, right? We're going to train our churches. We're past it. We're going to train our churches to do this. They're going to enjoy themselves. And then God can give them more money, too.
Yes, sir.
See, when you know, I got to close. When you know what to do, no matter what the situation look like, if you connect it properly, you can make it happen.
Yes.
The Bible says Jesus asked them question, but he already knew what he's going to do in John 6.
Yeah.
The bread. Come on, say it now. You ought to be the
bread. Kept coming.
Why? Because the bread was hooked to the supernatural.
Wow.
Hooked to that invisible account. The oil was hooked to that invisible account. The account is always there. What you need is always there. What you want is always there. What you're dreaming about is already there. Your name on it. Your inheritance is already set for you. God has a special lifestyle for you to live because he wants people to know that you call by his name.
Yes, sir.
Play some music. Let's jump around here a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Get up and lift. Get up and lift your hand. Get up and lift your hand. Think about some of the things the Lord is saying to you. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, come on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Say something. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm out. I'm out. I'm in position. I'm in position. I'm in position. I'm out. I'm out. My breakthrough. I'm wearing a breakthrough. I'm wearing a breakthrough. Say it. The breakthrough is on me. I'm out of debt. All my knees met. Hallelujah. Now, when I say this, glory gonna break out. That's a statement I'm gonna make. The glory gonna break out. We're gonna dance, run, and jump. The Holy Ghost is blessing me right now. I rejoice. The Holy Ghost is blessing me right now. The Holy Ghost is blessing me right now. Say it, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Be quiet a minute. Get ready to live in amazing favor, amazing prosperity, amazing abundance, amazing wealth, and amazing increase. Your favor will amaze those who come in contact with the amazing financial anointing that I place on you. Those who connect properly with prosperity, or properly with your prosperity, will enter into the same amazing favor. I have opened heavenly prosperity portals over you. And what I've called you to do, giants, enemies cannot stop you from preaching or prospering. For what you're doing, it is of me. I have, watch, listen now, about to happen. I have many prosperity surprises I'm about to release in your life and your ministry. You have experienced some, but you have not seen all yet. Prepare Because heaven is about to stack and stretch you with supernatural provision. Do you receive that? Rejoice. Because he told me, I read it because it's time for it, see. The Lord spoke that to me. And he said this, I got to say it like he said. Everybody who connected, get ready for surprise. Right here. Because I already had it. He gave me two of them. It's already. He says, you know, get ready to live in an amazing life. You remember Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound? Huh? We're going back to some of them songs. The one who sang something, we're going to sing them. It is well with my soul. See, what we did, what we were going to do, we're curling some out. We're going to put some back in. Some of those songs, you see, you had to work, but you had to work them out to work them back in properly. How many of y'all ready for amazing favor? Well, in Jesus' name, I speak amazing favor over you, your family, your household, your job, your ministry. Amazing surprises going to come up on your life. You ready for it? Breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. Because a breakthrough, a mantle is setting on you right now. Give the Lord praise. Yeah, receive the offering. I'm about David's gonna receive the offering.
Are you
tell
ready?
A person,
to
tell a person sitting next to you, you don't know me. I changed. You don't know me. I changed. Right here sitting beside you. You don't know me. You think you know me. You haven't seen nothing. Tell him, you haven't seen nothing yet. Just give me a few moments. Just give me a few more moments. I dare you say something happened to me. Something happened to me up in here tonight. I dare you say that. Something happened to me up in here tonight. Some of y'all wouldn't even say it. Say it. Something happened to me up in here tonight. I'll never be the same.
I'll never be the same.
Absolutely. Go ahead, son. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's the Holy Ghost, man. The devil on the run, I'm having fun. Keep your hand off of my finances. Go ahead, sir.